Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Great tonight.
That's good, man. I missed you last week on the Hits Radio Show.
Well, I appreciate that. Glad to be back.
That's good. How was Illinois?
Illinois and Ohio were there. A long ways from here.
That's good, man. That's good. I'm glad y'all had a good time.
Great country music fans up there, though.
That's good. Hey, can you play Johnny Paycheck Old Violin?
I'll do it.
And Green Snakes on the Ceiling.
I'll do them for you tonight.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it, man.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Well, I can't recall one time in my I felt as lonely as I do tonight. I feel like I could lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling, I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. Don't ask me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling just go away. I guess it's 'cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. 'Cause you can't change the truth in the slightest way. I said, John, where do you go from here? And then like a damn fool, I turned around and I looked in the mirror. And there I saw an old violin, soon to be put away and never played. I said, John, where in the hell do you go from here? You know, there wasn't a nickel's worth of difference. When I looked in the mirror, that's when I knew that there I was seeing an old violin, soon to be put away and never played again. And just like that, it hit me. That old violin and I were just alike. We'd give our all to music, and soon we'll give our life.
Snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I could see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sat this fool, me. One foot on the stool, one drink to a hand. No thread for your needle, no ma'am, I ain't seen no man. Anything you wanna tell me, I got no time for.
Just go to your dream.
Make room for more. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own wife would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool sets this fool me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walls I can see.
one fool in the stew, and all the stew such a spoo me. One fool in the stew, and all the stew such a spoo me.
Boy, there's a guy right there. There's a guy we miss so very much. Johnny Bush for you. One called Green Snakes on the Ceiling on the Hits Radio program. We were driving into Nashville the other night after working to Dayton, Ohio, and coming into Nashville listening to WSM Radio, and Daryl and Mona McCall and Paul and Betty Keelick and myself, and riding along there listening to WSM, and heard a familiar voice on the radio. They were playing some Justin Trevino the other night, which always makes me smile. Here's Justin doing one called Brand New Mr. Me.
Do my children call you daddy? Is my darling good to you? I hope you're feeling happy, 'cause I'm sure feeling blue. And I drive by every morning and see the man brand new Mr. Me. Down the street from broken love, I still see heaven up above, and I can't believe that's where I used to be. And I wonder how you live, knowing it. Does it feel to be the brand new Mr. Me?
Great question. How does it feel to be the brand new Mr. Me? Justin Trevino for you. We're still just kind of very surprised over the passing of Tom T. Hall. I hope you caught the Tom T. Hall special that we had last week on the Hits Radio show. Debbie Rule tells me that she has put that up on our KNEL podcast. So if you missed it, you can go back. Hope not right now, but hope you'll go back sometime and go to knelradio.com and listen to our Hillbilly Hits Radio Show podcast from last week and our tribute to Tom T. Hall. We did dedicated a whole hour worth of Tom T. Hall's music, not only songs that he recorded, but also some other songs he had written throughout the years, and even an interview that I had conducted with Tom T. Hall back in 1991. Which was the very early, just the Hits Radio show had just been in existence for a couple of years whenever we did that interview back in 1991. But the great Tom T. Hall, just one of my favorite songwriters and singers as well in country music. He had some great stuff throughout the years. Passed away last week, the age of 85.
I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. They said for the last 2 weeks that he suffered and cried. It made a big impression on me, although I was a barefoot kid. They said he got religion at the end, and I'm glad that he did. Clayton was the best guitar picker in our town. I thought he was a hero, and I used to follow Clayton around. I often wondered why Clayton, who seemed so good to me, never took his guitar and made it down in Tennessee. Well, Daddy said he drank a lot, but I could never understand. I knew he used to pick up in Ohio with a five-piece band. Clayton used to tell me, son, you better put that old guitar away. Ain't no money in it, it'll lead you to an early grave. I guess if I'd admit it, Clayton taught me how to drink booze. I can see him half stoned to picking out the lovesick blues. When Clayton died, I made him a promise I was gonna carry on somehow. Give $100 if he could only see me now. I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died. Nobody ever knew it, but I went out in the woods and I cried. While I know there's a lot of big preachers that know a lot more than I do, but it could be that the good Lord lacks a little picking too. Yeah, I remember the year that Clayton Delaney died.
get much better than that right there. There's George Jones for you. Great song from George called These Days I Barely Get By. Mildred asked me if I'd play something by Webb Pierce tonight and ask her if there was anything in particular she wanted to hear, and she said no, just anything I wanted to play by the great Webb Pierce. And he recorded some great stuff throughout the years, but Walter Bales wrote this particular song for him. And I got to meet Mr. Bales years and years ago when I was just a kid disc jockey. And I always loved this song called Oh So Many Years.
My darling, I have loved you oh so many years. All these many years I've loved you, no one has ever known.
Pierce along with Kitty Wells doing one called Oh So Many Years. Ironically, Monday would have been Kitty Wells' birthday. And we were in Nashville on Monday, and so I went out to the cemetery in Madison to see the Queen of Country Music's beautiful marker that she had there. Drove by her house that I visited so many times throughout the years, and still had the bus in the driveway. House looks just like it was when Kitty and Johnny were there. And the bus is in the driveway. It looks like it's ready to pull out on another tour that it did many, many times throughout the years. But what a precious lady in this business, the Queen of Country Music, Kitty Wells.
Ooh. slow. I turned my collar up on my coat and walked on down the road. Cause I can't help wondering where you are tonight. And I can't help wondering who's holding you tight.
Left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gears. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, cause to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70.
Tracy, if I can be a little political, could we hear Willie Nelson's Vote 'Em Out?
Vote 'Em Out. Okay. See what we can do for you tonight.
I think that'd solve a lot of our problems.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling in, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
is all about. The biggest gun we've got is called the ballot box. So if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
Vote them out.
And when they're gone, we'll sing and dance and shout. Bring some new ones in, and we'll start that show again. And if you don't like who's in there, vote them out. If it's a bunch of clowns you voted in, election day is coming round again. If you don't like it now, if it's more than you'll allow, if you don't like who's in there, vote them out.
Yes, I'd like to make a request, please.
Okay.
For the 13 brave young men and women that came home in Black Drake Castics last week. And in their memory, I'd like for you to play I'll Fly Away by Alan Jackson.
I'll do it for you tonight.
And then also, I would, Ed, I don't know if you have this, but I'd like to make a request. A Man of Constant Sorrow by the Soggy Bottom Boys.
I've got it.
Hey! Yeah. Thank you, young man.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
This is Alan Jackson, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
In constant sight. friends think I'm just a stranger. My face you never see no more. But there is one promise that is given. I'll meet you on God's golden shore.
Louisiana farm. Our couple was gifted with a baby. The town folks came to see her and showered her with gifts. 'Cause everybody loves a pretty baby. Her daddy was so proud of her, he took her everywhere. She was about 6 or 7, maybe. Everyone would put a nickel in her tiny hands. 'Cause everybody loves a pretty baby. Pretty baby. Baby. I met her in high school and we fell so in love that only God above could save me. I stayed right beside her and I kept her from the crowd. Since everybody loves a pretty baby. Soon we grew older, she promised me her hand. She said she would never betray me. So I took her hand in mine, knowing all the time that everybody loves a pretty baby. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Yes, everybody loves a pretty baby. Now she's up there in New York. She left me here alone. She's not acting like a lady. She's taking more than nickels in her tiny hands from anyone who wants a pretty baby. Pretty baby, pretty baby. Yes, everybody loves my pretty baby.
Well, everybody loves a pretty baby. There's Hank Thompson and all of his Brazos Valley Boys for you. Tomorrow would have been Hank Thompson's birthday, as a matter of fact. So we'll say a happy birthday in heaven to the great Hank Thompson, one of the greatest legendary figures of our country music business, without a doubt. Here's Johnny Duncan doing one called "It Couldn't Have Been Any Better for Jan Tonight."
Sat there and she brushed her hair. Lord, it sure was dark and long. I got up and drank a half-warm beer. Found my boots and put them on. She was not sure where she stood with me.
straightened out her clothes. So I kissed her warm red lips again, and I whispered soft and low, softly say,
Miss Norma Jean doing one of old Porter Wagoner's great songs called I Thought I Heard You Calling My Name. Norma Jean did a taping for the Lefty Frizzell documentary that'll be out next year at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum last week, and it was good to see that live and in action. Always good to see things happening in the heart of Texas, and appreciate those folks coming in here to do the taping for the Lefty for Sale documentary, and looking forward to seeing it when it once comes out.
Hi, this is Bobby Helms. Stay tuned to Tracy Pidcock for the best in country music right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas. Tonight.
Man, I'm feeling great tonight.
Looking good. Look, how about that Chris Christopherson tune, If Loving You Is Easy, to my wife Wendy, please?
I can do that for you.
Thank you. We'll keep calling all night.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we had. Spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.